This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Chris Collins is the former Erie County executive, a former congressman, and folks, he's going to be a congressman again when he wins a big seat in the Sunshine State, the state of Florida, and he's a paperback writer. Joining us on the live line right now is Chris Collins. He's got a new book out December 16th. You can buy it now, though, called My Remarkable Life. Chris, it is so good to hear from you. How are you?
Stefan, I couldn't be better, and I'm really going to enjoy our conversation today, and hopefully we've got a number of listeners in Western New York who do remember my time as the county executive and also as the congressman, and been now full-time here in Marco Island. Let's see, it's a chilly 75 degrees right now outside, not to rub it in. So, yes, I've got a book, and it's a hardcover, not a paperback. It's on Amazon right now as a pre-sale. It's being released on Tuesday. That's the 16th. So we're kind of giving people an advance discussion of sorts of what's in my 32 chapters.
So what was the impetus, Chris, about writing the book? Why put pen to paper, finger to keyboard, and write My Remarkable Life?
Well, it started with, I've been to hell and back. And, the Department of Injustice, they persecuted, prosecuted, and coerced me into pleading guilty to something I wasn't guilty of, but I had to protect my son. And as, you know, my success in the business world, you know, across 22 different companies, most of them in Western New York, certainly Zeptometrics, which did all the COVID work around the world, growing the virus in our level 4 and level 3 laboratories right down on Main Street, and also Audubon Machinery that provided needed oxygen to people around the world. And so I said I need to write a memoir, didn't call it a book, a memoir for my grandchildren, my great-grandchildren someday when they ask, why their life might be a little different than some of their friends. My success will have led to that, and I think they might want to know more about me. Especially the idea that I'm a convicted felon. Like, oh my God, that can't get much worse than that. And so that's why I wrote it. And when my son was released from probation after 3 years, and that was in April of 2023, I said, I can finally step out again, because the judge and the prosecutors were very upset when President Trump pardoned me. And after they spent, the prosecution in the Department of Injustice, the Southern District, spent, I can't tell you how many millions of dollars persecuting and prosecuting me as well as my son and his future father-in-law. What did they end up with? They got me to go to federal prison for 10 weeks and I got pardoned. My son was put on probation. His future father-in-law also was put on probation. So they spent all those millions of dollars. That's what they ended up with. I know they were very upset when I got pardoned. And so I had to just stay on the sidelines for the 3 years to make sure they didn't take it out on my son and deny him any kind of early release from what was a 5-year probation sentence. And he was released in April of 23. And that's, I sat down 3 weeks later and said, I'm going to write a memoir. I'm not sure where it's going to go. And that's what I have now that has been turned into a book being distributed by Simon & Schuster. It's the real deal. It's going to be in bookstores. And as I said today, it's on Amazon. I even convinced them to discount it slightly for same-day delivery next Tuesday if any of the listeners want to go on and find My Remarkable Life. Boom, there it is.
Well, I'm going to write a strongly worded letter to Jeff Bezos because I bought the book like last week, so he better give me free shipping on your book, Chris. But you're damn right President Trump should have and did give you a pardon because, Chris, you were one of the first victims of lawfare. Yes, the Department of Injustice went after President Trump, but you were one of the first. You were the ones, and you know, my brother Will, Chris, talks about it all the time whenever your name comes up, because obviously my family knows I'm damn proud to call you a friend, but also my former boss. And my brother Will says all the time, like, this guy's got guts, but he's got character, because you know what? He did what he did to save and protect his son. And that's what a real man does. And that's exactly what you did. And is a lot of that in the book that basically the feds put a gun to your head and said, okay, if you don't, then we're going after your kid, which is despicable and sick.
Here's the thing I've got a whole, it's 32 chapters. There's a whole chapter on running to be county executive, a whole chapter on being county executive and being the first elected official in the United States to implement Lean Six Sigma business efficiency into a large municipal bankrupt county. And then the chapter on me running for Congress and defeating Kathy Hochul, our now governor, only election she's ever lost. I spent $1 million. She and her supporters spent $9 million, and I did win. So that's all in the book, and certainly the prosecutor, this Jeffrey Berman, wrote his own book. And so my book quotes him. He's the one who said in his book, it's very difficult to prosecute a member of Congress. There's special rules that speak to the seizure of electronic apparatus and files and so forth. And they broke all the rules. And as a result, they never had a case. I never sold stock. I was never accused of selling stock. But on top of that, they did not find one single person who would testify I had shared any information with them. Did I share with my son? I did. But he wasn't going to testify against me. And as I pointed out in my book, there was a trading hall. There was a stock that was traded in Australia, not in the United States, not listed in the United States. And the minute we got the results, there was a trading halt on the stock in Australia where it was traded. No one could sell. The chairman of the board wrote a letter to the judge saying every member of the board shared the information with their families. It was terrible news. The trial had failed. But there was a trading halt. So there was no risk of insider trading and sharing it with our families because no one could trade the stock. What I didn't know, and no one could have expected, I didn't realize my son, who did own stock, had transferred his to the U.S. 2 weeks earlier, knowing the results were coming out, thinking he might sell some stock. I didn't know his fiance had purchased some stock on the NASDAQ off-market pink sheets, and I didn't know her parents had. So when I called my son, it was just to share the bad news, not thinking anything would happen. The next morning, he calls me up and he says, Dad, the stock is trading on NASDAQ, off market, on the pink sheets. And I sold some of my stock. And his fiance sold her stock, a few hundred shares. And so did her parents. At that point, there wasn't a darn thing I could do about it. It was done. And I just said, you know what? we're not going to talk about this. And it happened, and it was, you know, not that it was what it was. Their case against me fell apart. And so the prosecutor in his book said the congressman had the right to appeal what we, you know, some of the motions that had been denied directly to the Supreme Court. As a member of Congress, the Supreme Court had to hear my appeal, which would have delayed my case 3 years. He admits that in his book, and he said the assistant U.S. attorney, Damian Williams, came up with a brilliant strategy of separating the congressman from his son, and we would try his son 3 months later, and we knew he would not stay on the sidelines while we prosecuted his son. And in his book, he says, and it worked. The congressman dropped his appeal to the Supreme Court, agreed to plead guilty to one charge of conspiracy to commit insider trading, and we dropped the charges to his son and future father-in-law to one count of a conspiracy for insider trading, and that was the end of it. And then they got probation, and I got sentenced. But all of that's in his book, so I quote his own words to show how bad the Southern District Department of Injustice handled my case.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bunch of scumbags, call them vermin, for doing that to you, knowing that you're a person of incredible integrity and character, that you would bite the bullet, figuratively speaking, and protect your son. I mean, the Department of Injustice going after you, going after President Trump, absolute scumbags for what they did to your family.
The other thing people will find interesting is I did get sent off to federal prison. On October 13th of 2020, which was at the worst possible time with COVID, I was 70 years old with asthma and high blood pressure. The Attorney General of the United States had said anyone over age 60 should not be in a federal prison. They should be in home confinement. They directed prisons to release people my age and get them out of harm's way. Instead, when we asked for a delay of 3 months, no one knew where COVID was headed. They denied it because they knew that I might get a pardon, and they wanted me in. So they sent me in at the worst possible time, put my life in jeopardy, knowingly risked my life so that they could say they sent the congressman to prison. Now, that's an interesting chapter in my book. Just people will find it fascinating what that was like, and it was no fun, I can tell you that. But the worst part of it was I did get a pardon on December 22nd, early Christmas present. 3 weeks after I was released, the entire prison camp came down with COVID, 100%. I probably and might have died in prison 3 weeks after I was released if I was still in. And as I put in my book, the judge and the prosecutor knowingly gambled with my life, which is inexcusable, can never be defended.
Well, there are no accidents, to say the least. I mean, the universe always corrects itself, and it's a blessing that President Trump came through very justifiably with that pardon for you, Chris. And I know, Cam, I know your son well, and obviously I know your family well, and thank God things turned out the way it did. But isn't living basically, Chris, like a great life, the best revenge? I mean, you sold your company after, your son got married, you're running for Congress, you've got My Remarkable Life, your new book coming out. I mean, isn't life good that basically your best, and I hate to use the word, Chris, revenge, but is living a damn good life?
Well, it's a comeback, and the fact that it's going to aggravate the prosecutor and the judge no end, because I'm calling them out. They're going to be hard-pressed to when my book is read by their current partners in their law firms or the judge who is still a judge, and somebody said, is this all true? And they hang their heads in shame and go, yes, it is true. We did things we shouldn't have done. Now, that's if they're true men and own up to what they did. But I am running for Congress to represent the hardworking people in Collier County and Lee County. That's Naples, Florida, Marco Island, Florida, Cape Coral, Florida, Fort Myers and Bonita Springs, right on the Gulf of America, and Republican strongholds. So it's a comeback for me to reclaim my reputation. And even just today, I'm a member of the Naples Republican Women's Club. I'm an associate member. 200 women there for their Christmas luncheon. I gave one of my books, free books, to all 200 women there. And, politics in Florida is nothing like politics in New York. And so, I'm traveling around, been very, very well received. There's likely to be 14 people running for this congressional seat. Florida, again, is so different. And it's a winner-take-all state. You don't need 50% to win, and there's no runoffs. So 14 of us running, probably 100,000 votes. That's what always happens. So 15,000 votes out of 100,000 is likely to win the primary on August 18th. And this is a 65-35 Republican district. So whoever wins the Republican primary is going to be the next congressman for what they call Florida 19. And I'm going to go back, and I get take 6 years of seniority with me. They remove one term when you go back. So I served 4 terms. And when you go back, you do reclaim your past seniority minus the one term. So I'll have 6 years of seniority. That'll get me a better office. But also when it comes to committee assignments, as I'm telling the folks here, I'm the one candidate who has a resume of accomplishment and success, both in the private sector, entrepreneurial, but also the public sector, running a bankrupt county and getting it out of bankruptcy and then going to Congress, having 6 bills I sponsored passed into law, which is very unusual. So I've got a resume of accomplishment and, if you will, that lets me hit the ground running. Everyone knows of my background with Trump. That's a whole chapter in my book. And I'll be accepted into his inner circle on day one. So that message is resonating. The election's not till August 18th, so we're still almost 9 months away. I'm working hard.
I would love to see liberal heads explode here in Erie County when you become a congressman again. Hey, Chris, we're up against a hard break, but I do have one more question for you, and it's about the worst governor in America, Kathy Hochul. Any words of wisdom? Because, again, I always say, full disclosure, I am on Team Elise. I am her director of rapid response. And any either words of wisdom or just thoughts? Because you beat her in an election. The only election Schaefer's lost was Chris Collins. So any thoughts on defeating Kathy Hochul in 2026 and sending her to the unemployment line?
It's exposing her record. She is, it's hard to say, she's my dummy on steroids. She is the most progressive, anti-taxpayer, anti-gun, anti-Christian values of any politician in the United States of America. And yeah, we have a lot of Democrats in New York, but a lot of Democrats are there because that was what their families were, but they believe in the American values. They believe that women shouldn't be, or men shouldn't be playing in women's sports. They believe in the rule of law. So it's her record speaks for itself. And I can tell you, having debated her, she gets really aggravated when her record is exposed and she can lose her composure. I did it to her several times. And Elise is as good as it gets when it comes to a debate and knowing the facts. So her record speaks for itself. And I, you know, her popularity now, I think, is like under 22%. So I do believe Elise is going to defeat her and will be done with Governor Hochul once and for all. But it's her record. Just run against her record. It speaks for itself. And she can't run away from it.
Well, from your lips to God's ears, that's former Congressman and soon to be Congressman again, Chris Collins. My Remarkable Life is the book. Go on the Amazon machine to get it. And Chris, it is a blessing. I love you to death. And it's really good to talk to you again. It's really good to hear from you.
Let's catch up again, Stefan. Thanks for the opportunity to talk to my friends in Western New York.
All right. You got it, Chris. Always good to hear from you. That is former Congressman Chris Collins running for Congress in Florida.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom markups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
La, 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 Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.